SBS Radio.
Greetings, Andrea James.
Hello, thank you.
We believe that you have some Tamil background. Before we get into that in detail, can you tell us what you are doing right now?
Yes, well, I'm a playwright and a theatre maker. I have Aboriginal and Polish ancestry, Yorta Yorta and Gunai Kurnai on my father's side, my grandmother and grandfather, and my mother was Polish. So, so that's my background, and I'm a playwright and theatre director and playwright by trade.
Is it because of your Aboriginal background that you choose to make plays in those themes?
Absolutely. It's a real passion of mine. And I think that, you know, I've been hearing stories from my elders and my dad and all of my uncles for many, many years. And they're fascinating stories. And I just don't think we see them enough in the mainstream. So it's something that I'm really passionate about.
And one of the stories that impressed us is the story of your great-grandfather.
Yes.
I don't know where to begin, but you can give us a brief on his background.
Yes, I will. So his name was Thomas Shadrach James. He was a Tamil who spent his formative years in Mauritius, but he did grow up in Madras as a Muslim, a young Muslim man, and his family then went over to Mauritius to work for the English colony at that time. He was a really fascinating man, Thomas Shadrach. He got very frustrated with Mauritius quite early on. His mother passed away, and he decided that it just so happened that Mauritius was on part of the shipping route to Australia. So one day he decided to pack up all of his things and he travelled to Australia and he ended up in Tasmania. And he taught there for some time, but then he decided to take himself over to Melbourne to study to be a surgeon. And sadly, just before his medical exams began, he contracted typhoid, and that really ruined his chances of becoming a surgeon because his hands were shaky after that time. And he converted to Christianity, and it was in Brighton Beach where there was a huge gathering, a Christian camp, where he met Daniel Matthews, who was a missionary at the time and had a delegation of Yorta Yorta people who he'd travelled from all the way from the Maloga mission. It must have taken them days to get to Melbourne to this Christian camp. And at that time, when Thomas Shadrach, once he met Daniel Cooper and the people, he kind of said to himself, well, this is a calling. I now know what my purpose on the planet is. And he travelled back with Daniel Matthews and the Yorta Yorta people, and he became their teacher. And he did this all for no pay. He said, I'll take no money. I just want to come and work with you at the Maloga mission. And I think what's really notable about Thomas Shadrach is that he married a Yorta Yorta woman, Ada Cooper. And they called that a red letter day at Maloga. And he, for all intents and purposes, he became one of the people at that time. But he was a fascinating man. He taught all of the children on the Maloga mission, but because of his medical background, he also was their dentist and their doctor. And I just think that because he was a dark-skinned man, he understood prejudice and he could see what was going on. And he just had a real desire to really care for and educate the young men and women of that time. And so he became very influential. A lot of activists and very influential Australian Aboriginal people, Yorta Yorta people who received Thomas Shadrach's teachings, became very, very important in the political landscape of Aboriginal Australia. Yeah, it's a fascinating story and one that I'm very, very proud to be a part of.
He was also the Honorary Secretary for the Aboriginal Progressive Association of Victoria for 27 years.
That was his son. So his son Shadrach James Jr. So Shadrach, his son, was also educated along with William Cooper, his uncle, and Thomas Shadrach's brother-in-law. And they did form the Aborigines Advancement League, which was really became one of the first formalised Aboriginal political movements. A few attempts had been made in New South Wales before, but they were very short-lived. And this one, this particular organisation, still exists to this very day. And it firmly has its foundations and footings in the old Maloga and Cumbergunza missions up on Yorta Yorta country.
Andrea, there are conflicting stories about your great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
There's a grandson, Dr. Wayne Atkinson,
yes,
of University of Melbourne. He had written to say that your great-grandfather was a Brahmin scholar.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Well, look, I'm not sure, you know. Fortunately, Uncle Wayne has been really studying the family history. He's travelled. A lot of the descendants actually now live in Sri Lanka, and he's travelled to meet descendants as well and to try and find out as much information as possible. And he's gone to India and searched libraries, you know, to try and get more of this amazing puzzle of this man's extraordinary journey and his incredible influence in Australia.
You mentioned that he left at a young age of 18 or 19, I think.
Yes.
And there is also stories about his father marrying for the second time, and that's what triggered him to leave. Is that the story in the family?
Yes, that's right. So he was very saddened by his brother passed away as well, and his mother passed away, and his father remarried very soon after his mother's death, and I think that really deeply upset him. And yeah, and so I think it was those things, you know, encouraged him to take another life in another country. So he made a really big decision to leave his father and his remaining family in Mauritius and South India and, you know, took that really big journey to Australia.
I believe that he had two daughters and a son?
Yes. Well, they actually had eight children. So he had quite a big family. Yes. Shadrach James Jr. is my great-great-grandfather.
Was he the first son? So
the oldest son.
The third child.
There's so many children in the family.
The history narrated within your family, that oral, or are there any written documents that you have collected?
Yeah, predominantly oral history, actually. You know, just glimmers of bits of stories told here and there that you just had to grab snatches and pieces of the puzzle. But then, of course, when people like my Uncle Wayne Atkinson, who started to then formally study as well, he's written many papers. I understand another member of the family, George Nelson, has recently written a book about Grandpa's life as well. So it's really only in the last, say, 10 years where things have really been written down and recorded for posterity, which is fantastic for us. But, you know, and before then it was just a lot of really fantastic stories and legends that came, and the memories the elders had of being taught by Grandpa James at the Cummeragunga School that remain in people's minds very, very strongly.
Andrea, you are a theatre person, so tell us a story that had fascinated you about your great-grandfather.
Oh, well, look, I think the one that I always really enjoy is that the students there often used to try and avoid school and pretend that they were sick, but the wonderful thing was that Grandpa James was also a trained doctor, so he used to go down to their house with a stethoscope and check their temperature and go, no, you're not sick, off you go to school, you know. And I think that's one of the really lovely stories that I really, really enjoy about Grandpa. He was an impeccable man. My dad always talks about him having a spotless car that the children weren't allowed to put their feet on the leather seats. But, you know, also when they moved to Shepparton and they moved off the Cummeragunga Mission in 37 because the conditions became so bad that the people were forced to move, and a lot of people worked at the fruit processing factories there, the canneries. And so Grandpa James and his son actually became quite influential then in the union movement. They became shop stewards and then became involved in the union movement in the mid-30s. And it was then that William Cooper, Thomas Shadrach's brother-in-law, when they moved to Melbourne and established the Aborigines Advancement League, when he heard about the plight of Nazi mistreatment of Jewish people, William Cooper and the delegation of people from the Aborigines Advancement League were one of the first people in the entire world to actually protest and give voice to the mistreatment of Jewish people in Germany at the time. So, you know, it's a fascinating story, and I think that's part of Grandpa's teachings. You know, he taught his students to have empathy for others, and he very much politicised them and taught them about injustices, and I think it's that action itself is great testament to Grandpa James's teachings for those young people.
One last question. I know that in Aboriginal culture, marriage is sacred and it follows a certain rule about kin and country. Would you know, or have you heard, how your great-grandfather was accepted within the Aboriginal community for marriage?
Yes, very much so. I mean, you know, by all intents and purposes, he very much became adopted into the kinship system. The Yorta Yorta kinship system is a matrilineal one. So our great matriarch is Granny Kitty, who is Ada Cooper's grandmother. And so he became then a part of the Cooper line. So He was also really instrumental in recording a lot of the Yorta Yorta language. In fact, he spoke some of the language. He was fluent in Tamil and French and English, and he also spoke Yorta Yorta, and he meticulously recorded Yorta Yorta words and traditions and stories. And very, very sadly, all of those records were ruined in a house fire, which is just so heartbreaking for us, because it just would have been such a valuable record, and so people have had to really start from scratch again to start recording the Yorta Yorta language. I mean, it doesn't exist as an entire language anymore, but there's a really beautiful resurgence of Yorta Yorta speakers in the community that are patching together words to create sentences from the remaining language, and something that Grandpa James was very, very passionate about.
Do you have any plans of making a theatre play out of the book that has been written about him?
No, not at this stage. No, I mean, it's something that I think about a lot, but it would definitely make a really beautiful story. I've done little bits of it in the project called Bright World, when I did little reenactment scenes of his life on a small scale. But it's definitely something to think of. I think it'd make a great movie, actually.
Thank you very much for your time, Andrea.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Thank you for the interest in the story.
Thank you, Andrea.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.